Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Bite Me, Vampire Radio is broadcast live before an undead studio audience of degenerates, drunkards, panderers, and delusional psychopaths.
Thank you for joining us tonight. So, what's it like being a vampire? So you drink blood, you sleep in a coffin? What about daylight?
That's an old wives' tale. And while we're on the subject, garlic is tasty on pizza. Toss holy water on me, I get wet. Crucifixes, okay, if you like that kind of thing. And I definitely can't turn into a bat. Daylight's not good. The longer I'm in the sun, the worse I feel.
Any advice for the vampire wannabes out there?
Yeah. Stay out of my way.
Drunken head, broken legs, body parts on the concrete. Cut them up, butcher style, gators in the trunk. Red light, leave them dead, running like a track meet. Scared of nobody, what your motherfuckers want? Believe me when I tell them I'm a boogeyman beast. Leave them slashed from their head to their feet. Pin bricks to the chest of a bitch whale. Well, cooking meat, cannibal, trying to eat. I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Stand up, stand B, got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Stand B to Papa Shango, I'm bearing some Eddie. Handful of fingertips, toss them up like confetti. Stay full of corpse bitches, I'm a pimp of the dead. Come fuck with a zombie, I put a stake in your head. Look, you want ghouls, I got fucking platoon. Maybe everybody dies, I'm see your ass real. Crack foes to the marrow, hot sauce, and they suck it. Now my juju ain't nothing to fuck with. Stand I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Stand up, stand B, got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Let's go.
Cut your head off, you leave your motherfuckers dead.
I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Stand B, got the thing that go bump in the night. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your keys, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch?
I'm gonna put off the mic so they can't hear me do that. Something to something to something to something. Voodoo, you voodoo, bitch.
Hey,
we're live. Hi, welcome to Bite Me Vampire Radio. I'm Lord Chad.
I'm Maven.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Man, we got a great show for you tonight. I'm trying to control my voice so I don't get all excited and too caught up in it. But man, what a couple of weeks we've had. We've had Maven's birthday, big party, Jess's birthday down there. Now, the girls, the little vamps, the Vixens aren't here yet, so they're going to like walk into the show right in the middle of the show, just like a beautiful woman to always be late, huh? What do you say about that?
Yeah, and one of them actually lives in this house, and she's still late.
I know. What's up with that? What's up with that? Oh, man. Yeah, we were all supposed to be here 2 hours before the show tonight.
So I was get here.
Look what graced us with their presence.
Welcome, it's the adorable Adora.
Hello.
And she's looking quite sexy, too. You know what? That hair is getting more red. I swear to God, it's getting more red.
Just for you.
Just for me?
God.
Are you saying it's just in my mind? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's only in my mind.
You just want it to get redder.
I'm going to tell you about some redheads I met this past week. Let me tell you what, folks, Lord Chaz has been on a whirlwind for the past week to 10 days. It's been crazy. I was all over the state of Florida. I had a couple of good friends of mine who are going to be joining us on the air here later on tonight. My dear friend Asar and his beautiful, beautiful, I don't know if I'd say blushing bride, but Isis, they're going to be calling in and sharing their stories with us. Let's start with the beginning, okay? So last month, well, Maven's birthday party and bad things was last stuck, but not in that way. But I had to fly. I flew out of New Orleans at 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. But guess what? Once again, why change a perfect record? I got selected for special screening once again going through the New Orleans airport.
You know, Lisa had to be to work at like 5:30 in the morning. She's got two kids, and she still showed up.
So the grief has already started. Here we go. So get this. Now, I want to know what your opinion is on this, the two of you. I'm on American Airlines. I fly out of here. I asked for, if they're serving cocktails, I wanted a Bloody Mary. And American Airlines says, we don't serve alcohol in the morning. You're flying out of New Orleans, and you're not serving alcohol in the morning?
Nazi shit is that?
A creepy, scary-looking guy like me who's just been through special screening can't have a Bloody Mary? Can't have a Bloody Mary. But anyway.
Insult to injury.
No doubt. So I fly into Miami. I have a business meeting with some people that's going to help us film this new film short that Maven and I are going to be working on next month. I had a business meeting, flew out of there into Tampa, met up with my friends who picked me up at the airport, and the week began. Well, let's see. We go to a dive bar that night to talk about the wedding, a little dive bar right in their neighborhood.
So you missed the quarter.
Oh, yes, I missed the quarter. I had to go to a bar right away. But get this. Now, this is just your little neighborhood bar, right? This is your middle-aged folks in there. There's a big table. Did we hear the door creak?
Yay!
Guess what? We're already on the air, ladies. Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
Well, we have the lovely Jessa and the beautiful Virginia with us tonight again.
A very tardy.
Sorry.
I
had to drop my kid off. Mm-hmm.
Tiss.
I'm sorry, sound takes precedence.
We're not on video tonight. I want to apologize to our audience. We're trying to perfect that before we go live again. Oh, look, they both go, yeah. But what I was saying is if we were on video, they'd be able to say is we were scolding the girls. Jess is sitting there, got her hand on the shoulder, on her hip like this, almost got a little head twitch. I expect her to do some free snaps there for a second. Swear to God. Anyways, we're talking about my trip to Florida last week, ladies. I got randomly selected for special screening again coming out of New Orleans. American Airlines doesn't serve alcohol on morning flights, so I couldn't have my Bloody Mary. Now,
okay.
What do you think about that? You're flying out of New Orleans. Where you can walk down the street, where I can call a deli and have a fifth of Jack Daniels delivered to my door by a bicycle delivery man who's probably going to sell me a bag of weed, too. At 4 o'clock in the morning. What's up with that? You don't sell alcohol on morning flights leaving New Orleans?
Every Southwest actually gives you a complimentary drink in the morning.
I got to go south. There we go. That was my mistake.
Business selection.
Raise the Red Bull.
Raise the caffeine
to
alcohol.
So anyways, going back along with her story, we go into this dive bar in Tampa. I think we were in Largo at that point. And there's a table there with a bunch of old middle-aged folks. That's the guy that's 52 years old saying that, by the way. Playing euchre, right? And as we walk in the door, I swear to God, a woman in her mid-40s looks up and goes, oh my God, Lord Chaz, and high-fives me.
Yes, indeed.
I can't go anywhere. But then, get this, when I was flying through Miami, I come off the plane, walk straight across to the bathroom right away because I had something on my contact. My eye was bugging me. As I come out, I stand outside the bathroom, I'm adjusting my accoutrements, and I see a fellow walk up to me.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
No, maybe. We're trying to take the high road tonight, man.
This is Bite Me Radio, okay? Our title is, you know, kind of inherently not high road.
No, That's true. So anyway, this fellow walks up to me and literally goes,
I do. Let me grab your bun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hot bun.
Yeah. Adora just walked in with hot
buns. She always has hot buns.
There you go. We love you.
I just took a bite out of her bun.
Okay, wait. Let's see. It's 9:09 and the show has already gone off the rails. So, yeah, this guy walks up and goes, Lord Chaz, in Miami now. That's three times in the same trip that I get randomly just recognized out of the blue. This is why I can't go into a life of crime. But anyway, so this wedding, let me tell you about this wedding and the marriage that the couple's going to be calling in here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to have them call in. It's my good friend Asar. Now, Asar, I've known for many years, and he married a wonderful, wonderful lady named Isis, and she's gorgeous, and she is a true alpha female. Ladies, you'd love her.
Uh-oh.
You'd love her. She
noticed from her comment on the Bite Me Radio page. I was like, oh, I kind of like her. She's just kind of telling me how it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She kept Lord Chaz in check the whole time I was there. You'd be proud of her. You'd be proud of her. But get this. It was, that's right. I know what you're talking about. She corrected me on what the wedding was. Now, I said it was a vampire, Viking, pagan wedding on the beach at sunset on Friday the 13th. And
wow.
She corrected me and said it was a vampire, Viking, Native American pagan.
Because the fire was a Blackfoot ceremony.
Well, I left something out. Blah, 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 blah.
And she corrected your spelling or your possession of Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, Isis, before you get on the air, bite me! So this was
good
an
job.
Amazing ceremony. I've done dozens of these weddings, you know, but they've always not only been just the ceremony. This is the first time it's been a full legal ceremony. Did you know I'm ordained, darling?
I did.
That's right. Lord Chaz is legal, at least in that regard.
Not much else,
yeah. Well, so
especially the bedroom.
You should have seen this wedding. I wish we'd have. What, my dear? Well, no, I do. I get pretty extreme in the bedroom, but how do you know? Hey, careful. We can't talk bad about Chaz tonight. There's a woman probably listening in that I'm completely infatuated with. By the way, I completely fell in love over this weekend.
Oh, wow.
I know you've heard me say that a million times.
Several times
in the same night, usually. But
you fell in love with a good one this time. Like, I'm actually friends with this one.
Well, the way that he's dressed completely is a little bit different.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Jeff. The lovely Jeff is very observant. Now I can't talk to her. You got a mouthful of hot buns.
They're tasty, aren't they?
That's really good. We're not doing video tonight. I swear to God.
Oh, I know.
I don't know. Your silence is golden shirt. I think we go over well.
I'm wearing it in honor of the girl that I fell for. She's very, very, very into the BDSM. Are you making faces behind me again?
I just had a brain flashback.
Oh, well,
Virginia's not thought.
Oh, God.
it has surfaced.
Whoa, mule. Virginia had a thought. That's scary. Yesterday. Anyway, so this wedding ceremony, let me tell you about it. Friday the 13th, I specifically selected it for that, right? Now, I completely rewrote the wedding the night before, or the day before, everything. And when I printed it out, you'll never believe it, it came to exactly 13 pages.
Wow.
That's a sign. That's a sign that this is going to be the perfect union. This is going to be the perfect marriage for these two. I know these two are perfect for each other. Well, let's see. Hey, guys, when you're ready, Isis and Asar, go ahead and call in. Maven's watching the line, and he'll put you on the air with us as soon as you call in. Let me tell you about this. Three different fire pits. He lights one. She lights the other. And then at a moment in the ceremony, they each take brands. from their own individual and light a third together. Fires like convoining. Convoining. Oh my God, I'm really coming off the rails. Convoining.
Convoining. Boining the boy,
combining. Combining and joining all at the same time.
That's right. Well, oh man, it's beautiful. There's pictures on the Facebook, on my Facebook page. You got to check them out. Got to check them out. Everyone was great. I'll tell you what, though, I got some new Chaz links now. Isis's daughter, the lovely Fallon, let me tell you right now, she is the only 9-year-old alpha female I have ever met in my life. She took possession of me the minute I walked in the door of their apartment and was my boss the rest of the time I was there. It's an amazing little girl. I came back without my Trilby hat. She claimed it. I came back without my haunted key. She claimed that. Oh,
wow.
Several lives.
Oh, wow.
And she was bound and determined to keep me there. I wasn't allowed to leave. Or she was coming with me when I came back.
Oh, wait, we got 2 calls from an 813 number.
That would be our friend. Let's bring them on the line.
Okay, Fix, you're on the line.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Welcome to Vital
Radio.
Our radio. Forgive me, I got a mouthful of hot buns.
Yeah.
It matters on what they're attached to, more importantly.
Stop talking at the same time.
Hi.
He said, welcome to the show, and then you said...
Oh, hello. I'm tired.
So...
Yeah, we just got done eating a ton of sushi, so both of us are a little worn.
Well, you should be a little worn. You're still on your honeymoon.
Yeah, that too.
Wow. Well, and you know, and part of the ceremony, we explained the origin of honeymoon. Now it meant that, you know, it went for an entire month. So their honeymoon is going for an entire month. Whether you know they're home or away or whatever, these two. So Asar, how's it going? You able to walk still? You got any blood left in your body? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm still good. We did a good job of trying to break each other, but it was also in the room right next to her sister.
Oh, Chaz, the yep. Preacher's wife's sister.
Yeah. I kind of figured that right off. I was supposed to sit at the table with the preacher's wife's sister, but it got screwed up and I got claimed by other people who made me sit with them.
Yeah, my younger sister decided to marry the son of a preacher, if it gives you any hint. All my siblings and I have 9 of them, are all completely 100% different from each other. So,
oh my God, 9 kids. Your parents got to stop, man. I swear.
Man.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with having a healthy libido.
No, none whatsoever. Trust me. Remember who you're talking to, dear. So where are you in that lineup of 9?
Say that again?
Where are you in that lineup of 9?
I'm the oldest on my mother's side. My mother had 5. And I'm the 3rd eldest on my father's side. My father had 6.
Yeah, this is why she's an alpha female. This woman right here, let me tell you, friend, this woman scares me. I mean, really, scares me. If she snaps her fingers at, yes, mister, what did I do wrong? What do you want? What do you need?
You make one cup of coffee perfectly without being asked to, and it freaks me out.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. This woman is a freak. Let me tell you right now, she made a cup of coffee for me out of the blue. All right? Now, I'm very particular about my coffee. I use way too much cream, way too much sugar, but it's got to be in the right balance. Very, very, very important. And I can tell it by the color and everything, without ever making coffee before, but without me even asking for a cup of coffee, though she just somehow knew I wanted one. She made it, and it was perfect. It was perfect. She'd already left to go take care of some wedding business. I called her up on the phone. I said, "You're a freak. You're a witch. You're what the hell?"
And I corrected him. I'm the granddaughter of a gypsy. The granddaughter of a high priestess that is druid, and again, 50% Native American. My grandmother's a soothsayer for our tribe. I'm not a witch. It just runs in the family. It's called talent.
Right. Well,
yeah, I like you.
Oh, I knew you got your ladies' wet. We're all going to bring them over to New Orleans, and we're going to show them a proper Bite-Me Vampire Radio time while they're here in New Orleans for sure. But
without a doubt.
Let's get back to the couple and everything. So tell our listeners, I'm sure they're fascinated to hear how you two wonderful people had the magic of being able to find each other. Because, I mean, that's half the problem with relationships, is finding the right person. You guys did it. How'd you do it?
that's a long and interesting story. It starts with...
Ooh, they do that to you, Maven.
Okay, well, literally, I mean, we're part of the same community for several years, for almost as long as he had been a part of the community down here, and about a year or two short of the time that I had been here. I'd actually been a part of the community a little longer than he had been, due to my sire bringing me in at a rather young age. But literally up until the day of our first date, neither of us had ever actually considered dating, which had been, you know, 6.5 years after the fact of us first meeting. I mean, down to the point of an hour before he called me, I was on the phone with our lovely member of our community, Dania, and
I know that psycho.
she told me there was a lovely rumor going around that we were dating, and I avidly said, okay, that would never work. We would kill each other, and we're both stubborn and hard-headed, and no, nothing more than friends. We can barely hang out for more than an hour unless we're drinking.
Hold on a minute. A ghost just walked in the door. Literally, the door just opened up, creaked, and nobody walked in. Nobody. We now have a ghost in here. We don't know who it is, but
yeah.
Go ahead, Dawn. Sorry for the interruption. Do continue with this.
He then calls me up and demands that I let him take up the rain check that I agreed to go off with him to go have a drink or two. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, an innocent thing of going having drinks with a friend turns into a first date. We've been together ever since. And the time that we've been together for a year and a half now, we have spent a total of maybe 3 nights away from each other. So
that's just not true. That never works for me. I've gone out with friends for just go out hang out with friends, and none of it ever works. I'm a lonely old man.
Yeah, whatever.
We weren't even particularly close friends.
We're going to come to that.
It would make matters funnier.
So let's talk about the wedding ceremony. This was amazing. Now, a lot of it, you know, came from my boilerplate vampire wedding, but then you guys came up with just the amazing content of the fires and the Viking toast and so many other elements. It was out on the beach with our backs to the sunset across the Gulf of Mexico. The sky was turning all orange. Tell me, did you guys put this together? Was it one of the other ideas, you know, to do it this way, choosing Friday the 13th, et cetera?
It started with the fact that we definitely wanted to make sure that our heritage was brought up in the wedding. You know, we both went back and forth and agreed that, you know, we wanted parts of our heritage to be involved in the wedding, and part of her heritage had to do with there had to be fires. It had to be in a certain place. You can elaborate on that, hon.
I'm 50% Blackfoot Native American. One of the traditions, especially with my family sector of the tribe, is that you have to be, during a ceremony, privy to all elements. You know, body, earth, water, fire, the whole nine yards. And without a bridal fire, they actually will not recognize your union. The fire ceremony, it starts off where there is the groom's fire. It shows his individual life, his separate life. It starts, then it has the bridal fire with her separate life. And then you two together light a fire, combining your lives, leaving your separate lives behind, both still being individual, but both being together, showing purity and love and passion. And it's one thing that fire, once you start a fire, you cannot separate it. You know, it is all one flame. That's the symbolization there.
Kind of like my family they're taking notes for future stuff of their own. I love it. I got a feeling you've inspired the future.
Beautiful.
So, Yeah. Kind of talk about a little bit about some interesting stories while I was there. Apparently there was a video of the reception. Now, first of all, I got to tell you, I felt completely infatuated with somebody while I was there. Me and this young, oh, there goes Maven yawning. Yes, I know you guys all heard me say, oh man, I fell in love. And you, girls, you've heard me say it 6 or 7 times in the same evening. This was different. This young lady and I stayed up like all night long talking on the patio.
Till the sun rose.
Till the sun rose, exactly. It's like we were making out with our mind. You know, it was crazy.
When Chaz was supposed to be studying his lines.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was supposed to memorize the script so I could be off book, and I was unable to do that.
Which, wait a second, Adora's in there, correct?
Adora, where are you, darling?
Adora? Where is she?
They're talking. You get your butt in here, you little crazy redhead with the hot bun.
Hello.
Okay, Adora, do me a favor. Walk up and slap Chaz in the back of the head for me.
And
this is payback, Chaz, for later getting Azar to slap me on the ass, which is really stunk for a good hour.
Okay, fun.
What was that? Adora said that was kind of fun, but what did you say there, dear?
That is payback for after you left, since you're so afraid of me, of having Azar slap me on the ass. To say goodbye, since you were too afraid to.
Okay,
that's payback.
I made sure I was on a plane and 28,000 miles up before. No.
Oh, you'll come back. Don't worry, you'll come back. And again, you'll sleep in my house. And again, I will.
He also gave me some because I was up all night and exhausted and hadn't studied. I fumbled the first of the start of the ceremony. I forgot the who gives this bride part. I jumped right into the ceremony, and she gives me the stern look there. Who gives me away?
Bless my poor brother standing there all nervous, looking like, hello?
Hello?
Knock, 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 my brother looked more like a dork than he already was.
But when I walked into the ceremony hall that night, before we went out on the beach, there's a little 4-year-old girl named Jaden, who from across the room, poof, jumps up, sees me walk in, runs across the room, right up to me, and introduces herself. Now, this is a tiny, tiny little 4-year-old. Now, I know her family's in the scene. She's seen guys dressed up scary. But I am a mountain-sized creature compared to this little girl. And
just because you're fat doesn't mean you're scary.
No.
To give you an idea, the little girl's my niece, and I've been there since, she was in utero. So... obviously, if I don't scare her, there's no way Chaz is going to scare her.
Right. Well, she's the one that's seen in the video doing the Cupid shuffle with my imposter. There's an imposter on a video, and they're dressed like he's me. It's a stunt double or something. Literally doing this. To the left, to the left, doing the Cupid shuffle. Okay. But, anyway. Let's see, anything else you guys want to throw out to our listeners and tell them tonight about your wonderful new union?
We both couldn't be happier in several lifetimes. It's funny how,
it's really good.
We put up a map on the wall of the United States, and we started marking off places that we stuck pins in places that we had spent at least 24 hours. And the number of cities that overlap that somehow we were there but we just missed each other is just completely ironic. The fact that we're so bound together without ever coming across each other before here in Tampa is just remarkable.
It was your density, as they say in Back to the Future. I'm your density. Well, you can tell the girl's been wearing him out. He can barely speak, the poor man. Look at him. I said, it sounds like you practically drained the boy already. You got to pay yourself.
Maybe she's literally...
you have no proof. Ha. Huh. You were too far away. You cannot prove.
She's trying to steal my stuff there. No photographic evidence and whatnot. Yep.
So, Chaz, just to let you know, Chaz, my puppy's here at the house. we put the radio on, I plugged speakers into my laptop, and the second I plugged them in, they could hear your voice. Little Fizzgig popped his head and cracked it around like 20 million times looking for you. Finnerick searched for you all throughout the living room.
You got a dog.
They were like, oh my God, where is he?
They got, well, give them both. You got Fizzgig and who else? Tell the
We have pet. We have Fizzgig, a tiny miniature Pomeranian. We have Finnerick, a gigantic horse of a dog, a Rhodesian Ridgeback. We have Shiva, she is a ghost Egyptian Mau, so she's a gray Egyptian Mau. And I have Sin, who is a black and white Norwegian forest cat. So
now,
they are,
I want you guys to hear this. Pay attention to this now, folks, everybody. When all that menagerie in the house where I was staying, it was the 8-year-old girl that bit me. I swear to God. And let me tell you about this little young lady, Fallon. I told you she's a 9-year-old alpha female.
She wanted to keep you.
We're walking to the store nearby, and a Volkswagen goes by. So she hauls up, punch buggy, and tags me. I mean, tags me good, right? So I have to get her back. She goes, no punch back. So I see a truck going, oh, tackle truck. I think we made that up right off the bat. Well, because I made something up, she started making something things up. And when I walked into the ceremony, we hadn't been around each other for several hours. She walks up and goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I said, what the hell is that for? She goes, we passed 12 punch buggies on the way here. I wasn't there. So she's saying she gets to save them up. Athar, please, do me a favor. Don't go by any Volkswagen dealerships between now and when I see her again.
Did you forget his work has a ton of them there?
I know, that's the problem. This is scaring me here.
And don't forget, you promised her you were coming back, and so when the first thing she said actually today was she's like, Chaz says he's going to mail me a gift. You know what it is? I'm like, no. She goes, well, he also told me he was going to come back to see me. I'm like, okay, dear. She goes, he promised. I'm like, yes, honey, he will come back to see you. So she's expecting you back soon, by the way.
She was guessing as to what you were sending, one of the things she guessed is whether you were going to mail yourself, because they
yeah.
have boxes that are big enough to fit you. They make them.
Yes, they make them.
Great.
They make boxes big
great.
Enough for you. And they have holes in them and everything, she said. Like,
see this little girl I'm talking about? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, I mean, at least she was making sure you could breathe and you had air.
Yeah, because you probably wouldn't take it go that far, would you?
Well, you see, Darwinism.
Mm-hmm.
You should figure it out your own. If I put you in a box,
well, you know me.
It's
I'm
your job to figure out how to survive.
Anyway. Well... Darling, don't forget to give that young lady that so infatuated me good words for me tonight, and you know, keep putting in good words for me, and I'm finding voodoo priestesses here to cast spells.
Again, with you trying to steal my women, we've had this conversation. They're my women. I might let you borrow them, but they're still my women.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to tell our listeners the problem with the relationship, and there was a connection. I didn't. And she definitely seemed to, you know, think I was okay, and I definitely seemed to think she was a goddess and the wonderful, most wonderful thing I'd seen. But I basically, to put it as delicately as I can, I'm in the middle of my own Chasing Amy movie here, ladies. I'm in the middle of my own Chasing Amy movie. And we all know how bad that wound up turning out for Holden McNeil in that, Ben Affleck's character in that movie. It didn't turn out well for him, so... I don't have much hope for the future. It's going to be bad for Lord Chaz. Hey, my dear and wonderful friend, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your stories and your love with us. It was so great to see you. It was great to hang with you guys. And don't worry, tell young Fallon that Lord Chaz will get something in the mail to her in the next couple of days.
Okay, sure thing. And remember, you're always welcome back, and, you know, we gave you something that you can always carry close to your heart, so don't
get
angry at it.
Well, I got it. I'm going to be showing it to the folks here at the show. But every time I go to Tampa area, I come home with marks on my body. I'm telling you.
Whose fault is that?
I did nothing. I have no clue what you're talking about. You have no substantial proof. I think you did it to yourself.
Oh, yeah, I gave myself my own hickey. There we go.
I have.
What did I tell you about playing with our vacuum cleaner?
No.
Oh.
All right, moving along to the next question. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to move on, and we got some stuff to talk about tonight. Thank you guys.
Have a lovely evening.
Love you, Chad.
Seeing you in the dark shadows.
All right, have a great evening, guys.
All right, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Next up, our friends out there in Bite Me Land. Happy birthday, Jessa. Happy birthday, Maven. Thank you. We're going to turn the show over to Maven so I can shut the hell up now for a while.
Chaz didn't come to my birthday party.
Our birthday party.
Sorry.
My bad. It's not my hand.
Don't slap him.
You like it.
No. Well, let me tell you something. One thing we didn't talk about the wedding, you know, I did that a couple of times, right? First of all, you know the old joke I do with the kids? Hey, how old are you? 9. Oh, when I was your age, I was 10. I do that with the kids. When I did the young pal, and I said to the daughter, hey, how old are you, little girl? She goes, 9. I said, yeah, when I was your age, I was 10. She goes, so? But the maid of honor in this whole ceremony.
How did this become about him again?
I know.
No, because I got to tell you, because of what we just did there.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
Ugh. Go ahead. I did that, you know, smack my hand, no, a little harder. Can't you look at me? Don't you see I'm in that? When I did that to the maid of honor, she hauled off and smacked me right in the face. No little love tap, full strength. Pow! Lit me up and I could feel it for 3 days. So I don't know if I'm gonna be doing that joke anymore for a while. So there you go. It's all you now, Maven. I just wanted to get that in because I forgot to mention it.
What? Oh, right.
Somebody wake up, Maven.
We're back, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
So, bad things, Tuesday night, the beginning of the end. You know, you had some people scared about that because they thought it meant that the bad things would come to an end. I got a couple of messages about that.
Oh, yeah, it's just like every time one of us leaves town, we've relocated permanently somewhere.
Oh, God, they didn't do that about me.
They did it about me all the time. It's like, hey, I'm going to New York. Maven has run to New York in fear of his life for somebody, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
It was Christmas. I went to see my parents. Hi, I'm back. My parents are very good. Thank you.
So, tell us about your birthday party.
I had an amazing time at their birthday party.
I don't remember too much of my birthday party.
It was one big lesbian suck fest.
Oh, God. See, now you're making me really wish I
was
there.
And the door was a deep clear right in the middle of it.
It was only like 5 minutes, okay?
I didn't even care about missing Maven's birthday.
5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes here. Virginia and Adore practically like fell on top of me, like sucking each other's faces, wrapped around each other. It was just like, wow. And these three were the culprits here. Like they just turned, they took turns like throwing saliva all over the place. You know?
Now I'm actually sorry I missed the damn thing.
We had a lot of girls in there.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
You missed the bad ones,
Miss.
It was a fun turnout.
I was worried about getting on the plane.
We had our friend from Europe and Andy. That runs the bull run. Came and joined it.
Uh-huh.
Attorney General's assistant came and joined it.
Well, now I'm glad I wasn't there. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's
the time.
That's right. The Bite Me Vampire crew and Bad Things crew are down with the Attorney General.
Well, he's a vampire, also. It's okay. Wakes up around noon at the earliest.
Yeah, because who's going to tell him anything otherwise? Oh, yeah? You want me to get up early? Let's convene a grand jury and talk about you. Well, so... anything special happen that can fade through your fossil memories?
Lots of lesbian action.
Lots of lesbian. Maven's attention is focused on that.
Bar?
That's where it
I
should be.
On the bar?
You did.
I make out on the bar with her.
Let's do whatever you want on the bar.
Yeah, I was watching my friend Frank, just staring at Virginia. She was doing a stripper thing on the bar. And he was just like...
I tied myself up on a rope.
He was like half drunk, and I was talking to him, and he's just like, look on his face all the time.
Well, I think it's safe to say, just by this description alone, there are a lot of Bite Me Vampire Radio listeners out there that are saying, fuck, I'm making the next bad things, man. I'm not missing these things anymore.
The next
Valentine's Day, too.
Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day is going to be great.
It's Adora's birthday.
Oh, Adora's birthday coming up.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Watch, I'll make yours, and they'll all be jealous.
Yep.
Of course. Adora with the hot buns.
Yeah, probably show up for her birthday party.
That's right. Adora with the hot buns, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it ain't happened yet, and Maven's already getting jealous.
Yeah. Tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
During the day.
Yeah. Well, girls, guess what? We got to tell you something. Maven and I and Mini Maven went to go see the girl with the dragon tattoo yesterday. And let me tell you, I love this movie. Now, first, there's a little bit of story here. We were joined by, it was my friends John and Cryer and his wife that were going to the movie. And then I kind of horned us in on it. I said, oh, you're going to go see Dragon? They were going to go, yesterday in the evening. I said, man, if you can go to a matinee, we'll join you. Well, they changed their plans and we went with them. We're in the line getting the tickets. I bought Taylor Maven and I and little Mini Maven, the little black girl, young black girl, sitting there working and selling the tickets, almost didn't want to sell them to us. Well, you really want to send him in there? It's very graphic. She was all upset about selling the ticket to Mini Maven to go see the girl with the dragon tattoo.
She was sitting behind and looked at her braces. I disapprove of your braces, Dina.
I disapprove of your... Yeah, she clearly...
looked at her and said, well, don't you see us?
I did. And she still argued.
Almost wasn't going to sell to us. I wanted to say, we got a couple of cops here with us, So, give me the damn ticket. But anyway, so we go in and we watch it. Man, the girl that plays the female character, Lisbeth, Rooney Mara. Oh, my God. I gotta say it. I fell in love. This girl is badass. She can handle herself in a fight. She's super intelligent and has a photographic memory and one of the best burglars you'll ever want to meet.
Here we go. We got somebody on hold here.
Oh, bring them online. Let's see who they are. I think that might be my friend John, or it might be my friend, young lady friend from Tampa. Hello.
941 Erica.
Joe.
Hey, Jess. How are you doing?
Who is this?
It's Shiloh.
Oh,
I've enjoyed listening to you for the last 10 minutes on the phone.
He just fixed his hair. I know you couldn't see that. Heard your voice and fixed his hair.
Straightened my shirt and everything. How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm much better now. Screw the rest of this show. The movie, I'm throwing all this away. We're going to talk to you. Why don't you guys leave the room? I might need to be alone for this.
Alone on live.
You have to replace your keyboard? And you want to be alone with mine? I don't think so.
Shiloh, don't believe him. I'm not like that.
God knows what liquid fucked up your last keyboard.
Oh, man, you're not doing me any good here. I'm trying to impress this girl and make her think I'm okay. You're not helping me here.
He's a freak.
Adora, back me up here. Tell her I'm a great guy.
I believe you. Trust me. I'll be talking to you later, Adora.
She said, I'll be talking to you later, Adora.
Oh, God.
Well, anyways, I'm wearing a shirt tonight in honor of you. We're not going with the video, so you can't see it, but Jessa, describe the shirt for me.
Silence is golden with a girl with a red mouth gag and all tied up.
She's all tied
up. I know
up.
The shirt.
She's got a red ball gag, huge red ball gag in her mouth. And the caption, Silence is golden. It was sent to me by one of my fans who said they saw it in the store and thought of me. That kind of freaked me out a little bit there.
We wanted to talk to you in the beast.
But, well, I don't know. I mean, they want her in that position, me in that position. I don't know if this would work for me, but but I work in honor of you, my dear, because I knew you would appreciate it.
Aw, I do, trust me. Silence is golden.
I know, and I haven't been practicing that very well. I've been, like, telling all kind of secrets and talking all kind of crap on the radio tonight.
I've heard.
No, God.
I've
see,
heard
now,
it all.
Now I'm crawling under the table here a little bit.
You practically are under the table anyway.
Well, I'm going the rest of the way under because now I'm embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
It was cute.
You were at the wedding, and we talked about that earlier. Why you were a bridesmaid? Why don't you tell our audience what you thought of the ceremony?
The ceremony was beautiful, though we had difficulties lighting those fires. It went smoothly.
Yeah, there were a little bit of technical issues because the beach was windy.
It dropped into the 40s by the time the reception actually started, and it was a gorgeous wedding. Frozen doesn't cover it. It was pretty damn cold.
See, everybody was saying that. I wasn't cold at all.
That's because you got a lot of layer of insulation.
You're not helping.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe we talked about this before the show. Just in case she was listening, you were supposed to be supportive of me tonight. You're throwing me under the bus.
Show up in front of your girlfriend.
He's still pissed I didn't make his birthday. That's what it is.
I got thrown under the bus again for something shiny. Again.
Yes, but this one's very shiny. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And you're very special.
Well, absolutely. I stayed up all night talking to her and didn't rehearse my script and blew the first line of the damn show.
Hey now, I take no responsibility for you fucking up the first line of her wedding.
Oh, I like you too.
Well, you just got some friends here on Bite Me there, Shiloh. Virginia, Dora, and Jeff all are very happy with that last comment. I wasn't blaming you. I was using you as an excuse. There's a difference.
I
don't care. You can't use me as an excuse without shoving some of the blame onto me. You can't do that.
Just excuse for, whatever happens.
It wasn't me. I wasn't there. I have an alibi. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, if there's any videos that show up online of me slow dancing with a young lady, that's her. I will admit to that one. But it was not me during the whatever dance, the Cupid Shuffle. That was that was clearly a body double or a stunt double.
But look, Taz, I already posted the link to the Cupid Shuffle on the chat room.
Oh, it's oh my God. Now the entire Bite Me Vampire Radio listening audience is going to see my...
Your awesome Cupid Shuffle. Exactly.
It's an impossible
chat,
I'm telling you.
If I find the video of us actually dancing, I will definitely post that. It'll redeem dignity for the both of us.
That one I will admit to.
Yeah, I saw the video of you dancing. Or, I'm sorry, your imposter.
Imposter chat.
You look kind of... It looks like you got a little bit of, Down syndrome going on in there.
The reason I don't dance is because I have absolutely no... I was a musician all my adult life. But I have absolutely no rhythm in my two left feet. None whatsoever. Well, so I was chatting with her while we were watching the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Now, you've seen the original, right?
Yes, I have.
So what were your thoughts on the original?
I've seen all three of them.
I'm going to screen that one now because I love this one.
Yeah, the original is personally my favorite, though I haven't seen the new one. I've seen previews, and I'm still a fan of the original. American remakes of most European movies tend to suck, but since I heard that you thought the lead actress was pretty damn hot, I'm actually going to go watch it.
Yeah, she texted me while we were texting during the movie and said that she had a crush on the original Lisbeth, so... Mm-hmm. And then I know she's impressing me more and more.
You gotta love a girl who kicks a golden dildo in some guy's ass. Listen, shut up, she kicks it.
And Exactly. Oh, there's a scene where something very bad happens to her for our listening audience. I don't want to give too much of a spoiler, but you'll be proud of this girl. You'll be proud of this girl. And I did that verify today, Shiloh, that they are in production of the next two movies. And both Daniel Craig and the other young lady, Rooney Mara, are both under contract for the next two movies. One of them is the girl who plays with fire and the girl who kicks the hornet's nest.
Yep.
So, we're going to forward to these next ones, the sequels.
Yeah, the storyline rocks. So I'm looking forward to seeing the American version now.
All right. Well, listen, we're running out of time, so, darling, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to cut this call short. I'll call you later to say goodnight, though, all right?
All righty, Lil Chad. I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for calling. Great talk with you. So, to summarize, summarize our friends out there listening, definitely go see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, starring Daniel Craig and Mara Rooney. What were your thoughts on the movie before we get too carried away?
He was very involved. He really had to pay attention to everything.
Right.
You know, because you missed something later on wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very intellectual movie. And it did have its points of action and romance as well, but I think it was all very realistically done.
Right. It was a great adaptation of a locked room murder mystery, you know? You know, you walk in, the room's locked, nobody else is in the room, but there's a dead body in there and no weapon. So that's a locked room murder mystery. But this one, it's an island where nobody can get to it. Somebody disappeared, and nobody can find the body. There's no way to get off. It had just the right elements of suspense.
And I like the way they didn't bimboize the goth chick in this.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, because she actually looked more glamorized in the European version.
Okay.
So she looked a lot more rugged and like sort of like she looked
but
more.
She's basically a punk rock chick, you know?
Yeah, she looked more like she actually did have a hard life in the
right.
movie, rather than the, you know, the Swedish version.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. Just with you saying that, I would have chosen this one over the other to begin with. I've not seen the original myself. But this girl, Rooney Mara, really played the role well. And you're right. She looked like somebody who was in her mid-20s that had just had a horrible life from childbirth on, you know?
Yeah.
And with all the mental, emotional problems that go with that. But she's got a photographic memory. She's brilliant, very high intelligence, but because of the way she had to live her life, she's got emotional issues. And it was perfect. The way they come together with the character, for a while I was confused. There were basically two storylines going on,
yeah.
Earth and Daniel Craig's character. And the way they brought the two together snapped for me. It was perfect in my mind. But here's the thing, and I want to share this with you guys and all of our listeners. Now, this movie has been nominated for every award under the sun so far. It's won a few already. It's had rave reviews, except our friends over at the New York Post. Kyle Smith at the New York Post wrote this, described the film as rubbish, adding that it demonstrates merely that masses will thrill to an unaffecting, badly written, psychologically shallow and deeply unlikely pulp story so long as you allow them to feel sanctified by the occasional meaningless reference to feminism and Nazis.
Sounds like someone's actually trying to sound intelligent and failing miserably.
How am I going to kick this sucker's ass? I swear to God, it's like, dude, what's wrong with you? You could not have been watching the same movie as me. You know, psychologically shallow. Now, what does that mean? Yeah, this guy has a thesaurus sitting on his desk. He looks up some words.
Thesaurus rate.
Thesaurus rate. I love that.
Words have rights, too.
I'm losing it here.
Don't jump on your airhead.
Words have rights, too.
All right.
That's it. Bite Me, Vampire Radio. Maven has coined a new term. thesaurus rape. You heard it first right here on Bite Me Vampire Radio, my friend. Maven, how are we doing on time? We're about running out.
Should we get to business? 5 minutes left. Hey, we got to mention something.
Let's get the business taken care of. Do that, Maven. Go.
I forgot to mention something that you missed at my party.
Oh, God. Some more beating of the Chaz.
There was actually a hot Asian girl there.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So you're like, oh, let me get my pants down.
No, I just pulled them up, thank you. Hey, Maven, look.
Oh, come on, put that away. No one wants to see that. Anyway, there was a hot Asian chicken in this time.
Okay.
Came there to see me.
Came there to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you should be glad I wasn't there, because I would have, like, distracted her from you.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm-mm. I'm good at drawing attention. Don't you agree, lady? I'm good at drawing attention. And Jess is not with me either, because it was her birthday, too.
Yeah.
No.
She's so
focused. I won't miss yours, I promise.
You just,
okay, now.
I can drink yourself.
I said, Mistress Virginia says she's going to kidnap me on her birthday, so I can't miss it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be tied up like your shirt.
We both.
I'll be tied up like my shirt. Oh, Lord.
Not only did you miss this one, which was our actually birthday celebration, but you missed the one that was 3 days before my birthday, too.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
The one that we had in December. Blood and snow, you missed that one, too, and it was 3 days before my birthday.
I can't remember what my excuse was for that one.
He was on the North Shore.
You're on the North Shore.
I wasn't. I'm. Never mind.
Anyway, you all owe us both birthday presents.
She's still listening out there. I don't want this girl to think I'm a slut, okay?
It doesn't happen.
I'm not.
You're a whore.
I'm very selective.
You're a whore. You get paid.
Hey, look at it this way. Because I'm infatuated by this girl now, you don't have to worry about me chasing after your sister anymore, baby.
Thank God.
Yep.
Anyway, all right, looks like we got 2.5 minutes.
Take care of the business, Maven. Tell them how to reach us, what to do.
That's right. You can reach us at facebook.com/bitemyradio. Also, facebook.com/therealLordChaz, /MavenLaw/DJFangPimp.
Beauty with bite.
Yeah. Is best for last.
Absolutely. Now, our next show is going to be in 2 weeks from tonight. We're going to bring back the video for you folks.
And all the bugs worked out this time.
That's right. And by the way, for those of you that noticed, because we haven't even mentioned it, sorry, ass, Code Monkey isn't here with us tonight because that little bitch had something else to do.
He decided that he wanted to move out tonight. He didn't have to, but he wanted to move out right before the show, and that took precedence.
Hey.
I asked him, hey, so is there a rush? No, I just want to move out. Oh, fine, fuck you then.
Yeah. At least I don't miss the shows, you know?
Yes, you do.
I don't. I mean, I'm made the Bradbury show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Unless no, your picture is on the thing.
Yes, oh, I'm sorry, you just miss, you know.
The party.
I'm not a hangout kind of guy, you know?
Always a new excuse. So
I don't drink that much anymore.
My head hurt, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. Yeah.
I was busy doing the Cupid Shuffle, man. With my imposter chaz.
You know, the one that looks like he's mentally retarded.
No, I would. He, the imposter chaz, dancing with the little 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So he's bent over talking to her. Look at the video. Watch the video.
60 seconds.
All right. Listen, folks, thank you so much for joining us once again for the 21st manifestation of Bite Me Vampire Radio. Our next show will actually coincide with our 1-year anniversary. We're 1 year old, people.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we got more bad things coming up. First or second Tuesday? Second Tuesday, right?
Second Tuesday for the month.
Second Tuesday of next month, February. We're going to be right in the middle of Mardi Gras Carnival. Don't forget, send us in. Like the pages. Send us stuff. Send us emails. We love you. Thank you. And 1, 2, 3. Bite me!
Second. 9.
Bite Me, Vampire Radio is broadcast live before an undead studio audience of degenerates, drunkards, panderers, and delusional psychopaths.
Thank you for joining us tonight. So, what's it like being a vampire? So you drink blood, you sleep in a coffin? What about daylight?
That's an old wives' tale. And while we're on the subject, garlic is tasty on pizza. Toss holy water on me, I get wet. Crucifixes, okay, if you like that kind of thing. And I definitely can't turn into a bat. Daylight's not good. The longer I'm in the sun, the worse I feel.
Any advice for the vampire wannabes out there?
Yeah. Stay out of my way.
Broken head, broken legs, body parts on the concrete. Cut them up, butcher style, gators in the swamp. Red light, leave them dead, running like a track meet. Scared of nobody, what your motherfuckers want? Believe me when I tell them I'm a boogeyman beast. Leave them slashed from their head to their feet. Been ripped to the chest of a bitch whale. Well, cooking meat, cannibal, trying to eat. I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Stand B, got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Let's go. Stand B to Papa Shango, I'm Baron Samedi. Handful of fingertips, toss them up like a Betty. Stay full of corpse bitches, I'm a pimp of the dead. Come fuck with a zombie, I put a stake in your head. Look. You want ghouls? I got fucking platoon. Maybe everybody dies, I'm see your ass real. Crack holes to the marrow, hot sauce, and they suck it. Now my future ain't nothing to fuck with. Stand I got a zombie army, and you can't harm me. Yeah, who do you, voodoo, bitch? Drink blood like a vampire without warning. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Stand up. Stand B, got the thing that go bump in the night. Whoa. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Hide your kids, grab your wife, better get out of sight. Who do you, voodoo, bitch? Cut your head off, you leave your motherfuckers dead. I got a zombie army, and